name is Don McTagg. I'm a comic book artist, and you are listening to We Got the Geek.
We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
All right, it's Jay Stewart. I'm here with the lovely Sarah J.
Hi.
This week we're joined by the wonderful Jeff and Terry.
I am the wonderful.
We're here at what, Jeff Manor?
Yeah, then we'll call it that.
Yeah, I live here too, guys.
Terry Manor?
It was already Jeff Manor.
Though. I'm the boss, Terry Manor.
Thanks for having us over for dinner
thank
as well.
You. That was nice.
No problem.
So, welcome once again to the Geekly session.
Woo!
And
outdoor edition.
Outdoor edition, yeah, first time. Lots of stuff to chat about. First of all, for those of you who don't know, Jeff runs a wonderful, and I'm going to say that word a million times tonight.
You really are.
A wonderful store called Sketchbook Comics.
What kind
yes,
of store?
I do.
A wonderful.
Wonderful.
And 6 years, though?
Almost six, yeah.
That's awesome.
Woo-hoo.
September will be six.
Nice.
Cool. In my opinion, the best comic book store in the Niagara region.
I like it.
In my opinion, too.
Same.
Of course.
I hope it's your opinion, Jeff. You could be in some trouble.
Yeah.
I could be modest. I'm not, but I could be.
I remember the first time we ever talked to you, we realized I knew you from another comic book store like 25 years ago or something like that.
Yeah, Gametronics.
Yeah, at the Penn Center.
Yep.
I've heard this story.
I remember you trying to sell me everything one day.
It was my job. And I liked it all.
And you were also very quiet, I heard.
Yeah, you were kind of quiet, I remember.
Yeah, probably.
And then I remember one day my friend John and I were looking at all the comics. And you just kept, all of a sudden you were talking and pointing out all the comics.
How long ago was this? Did he have the mullet? That's what I want to know.
I don't think
he did not have
no,
the mullet.
No, I would have remembered.
No. The mullet left when I was about 19, and this I was in my early 20s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I enjoyed that store. I got all the Zero Hour comics from that store.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I loved it.
He still talks about, oh, this isn't my Penn Center anymore.
It's because it's not.
No.
Were you still there when you guys moved across the street from where Sketchbook is now?
I was briefly, and then I moved over to the Niagara Falls store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, which was in Niagara Square, which is non-existent.
I had no idea that was... Wow, you guys had a second store?
Yeah, yeah. It actually started in Niagara Falls. In the Niagara Square, it was part of an arcade to begin with.
Oh, my
and
God.
And all they did was video games at the time. And then... Once he realized that there was an actual market that would support it, because it was me, my best friend, and the owner, Nick, who I'm still friends with. And then he got a couple of partners, and he opened up the St. Catharines one in the Penn Center, and then they moved to a separate location in Niagara Square for themselves. And so, yeah, it was running the two, and that's when they also started the comics. But yeah, I was in my early 20s, and I was doing all the comic ordering already for them.
Nice. What was cool, I was actually working at the Penn when you guys were there, so it was cool to go down there on my breaks.
We used to do the weirdest stuff in there.
Oh, yeah?
Like the one day I showed up at work wearing slippers that were dinosaur feet, and every time you walked, they roared. So I walked through the entire Penn Center wearing them.
Nice.
With these roars going off, me and Nick who was my boss, just walked through the entire mall with my feet roaring. But this was, of course, before the mall was what it is now.
Yeah.
It was just kind of that J shape where it had the long end where we were, which is now effectively the frozen food section of Zehrs.
Yeah.
You know, then it went down to the corner where the movie theater used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Cut across and then went up to the like where the Sears court was, and that was it. You know, Sears was the end.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's obviously a much, much bigger deal now.
Oh, yeah. Pre-renovations.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I remember some of that.
I can't say I remember.
The food court might have been better back then.
There was a couple food courts back then.
Yeah. Yeah, there was two.
I remember the food court.
There was a food court that was almost down to us at the one end, and then there was the one little one right at the corner by the movie theater.
Yeah.
Yep.
Damn, y'all old.
That... We're going to edit that out.
It wasn't 1953.
It was early 90s.
Back when your chips were 10 cents.
Yeah, uh-huh. never bought chips for a dime.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
We'd go down to the soda shop and get a malt.
Exactly.
And sit at the counter.
Wow.
When a pharmacy was called an apothecary.
I gotta throw them out once I can, you know?
That's fine.
This from Terry, who's the one going, can we please go to Avondale Dairy Bar? Which is effectively the same thing as going for a malt.
Pretty much. I mean, it's the same freaking building. It's everything hasn't changed in that Avondale, and I love it.
I just really like ice cream.
Same.
Sorry, anyhow.
Ice cream's good.
Ice cream is great, and it's their own fresh whipped cream and everything. Like, I love it. Anyway.
The best part about the Pen, though, back then, it wasn't all the same women's clothing stores.
And not 50 million cell phone kiosks.
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, there was no such thing as cell phones back then. Well, I mean, there were, but...
Yeah, there were.
And there was a smoke shop. So last weekend was Niagara Falls Comic Con.
Yay.
Yeah, and, it definitely was.
Beforehand, you were talking about meeting Jim Steranko and hosting his panel and stuff like that. And I was going to tell you, I really need to turn in my geek card. Because I just remembered today, before I came here... He's the guy that did all the concept art for Raiders of the Lost Ark.
He is. He designed the look for Indiana Jones.
Yeah, my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah, he talked about that actually at the dinner with Steranko. He talked about how he based it a lot off these guys that he grew up with, because he grew up very poor, so it was a lot of like street gang or ruffians, as they would have been known in 1905 or something, because he's not a young man.
No.
But yeah, he based it off a couple of the guys with... And he's like, with my attitude kind of in the image. And yeah. The very first picture of Indiana Jones with the whip and the aviator jacket. But the aviator jacket, he did say, was Lucas. He wanted him to wear the same type of jacket that George Lucas wore.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And I remember those pictures, too.
You need to, like, just hand in your geek card.
Yeah.
I thought I knew you.
Yeah.
I'm so ashamed.
I'm not really ashamed. It's cool.
Okay.
Love you.
I love you too.
But yeah, it's pretty cool that he created the look of Indiana Jones. He's the inspiration for Mr. Miracle. You know, it's very cool. And then he did all that cool stuff with Nick Fury and that type of thing in S.H.I.E.L.D., you know. Like he was talking about how before he came on the book, he's like, it was terrible. Like, you know, Nick Fury and S.H.I.E.L.D. were going after druids in England.
Oh, jeez.
What did druids ever do to them?
He's like, it made no sense whatsoever.
Druids are awesome.
Did anybody ask him what he thought about either David Hasselhoff or Samuel L. Jackson?
Nobody asked him about either, but if I'm remembering correctly, and Terry might remember, he did make a comment that he thought it was silly to make Nick Fury look like Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
So that was really the only... It was just kind of an aside comment. It was part of something else he was saying.
Yeah, like, you know, put the diversity aside or you know, something like that. So...
You know, just create the characters.
Yeah, just create new characters that hold their own type deal.
So he did take a shot at the Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised if he didn't.
Yeah, but in all honesty, I miss... Nick Fury. Like, I miss the original Nick Fury.
Yeah.
I don't like the fact that they introduced his son so that, you know, it's not just the Ultimate Universe that had a Nick Fury that looked like Samuel L. Jackson. Now the regular 616 universe does as well.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that, so.
I have no idea. The Samuel L. Jackson Nick Fury is the only one I know.
Same.
It's not the original. Let's just go with that.
Yeah, they developed a line of comics in the late 90s called the Ultimate Universe.
Okay.
And they started drawing Nick Fury like Samuel Jackson.
In that book.
In that book, yeah.
Which was fine because it was an alternate universe.
Right.
Yeah.
But then in the regular Marvel Universe, they introduced Nick Fury Jr. And he's black and looks like Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that Nick Fury was white. And so they were just, which is, I mean, again... Doing it in the Ultimate Universe was fine.
Yeah.
New Universe, you can make them look however you want.
Mm-hmm.
But then just kind of shoehorning it into the regular one bothered me.
I meant to ask you, you've been into comics all your life.
I have.
Do you remember, like, the first character you ever got into?
It was Batman and Robin.
Okay.
It was Robin. And as much as I'm not a fan of it now, it was the Batman 66 TV show being run in syndication that I remember watching. And then my parents bought me a big... I just think of it as the big yellow Batman hardcover because the dust jacket that came on it when I was a kid long, long gone. The book is on a shelf in my room. But it was Batman from the 30s to the 70s.
Oh, wow.
And it was just random stories that they had picked from each of those decades. And I read that book about 50 times when I was a kid.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was definitely Batman. I've got some, I remember some Spider-Man that it got given to me. Like, I remember having a, I want to say it was a 1979 annual, but it was a hardcover version of it. And okay. My parents had bought it for me while they were on a trip somewhere. I couldn't even tell you where.
Oh,
but
cool.
I had that for years, but that disintegrated over the years, and pages fell out of it, and I'm sure I trashed it at some point because the whole thing wasn't there anymore. But yeah, it was definitely Batman.
Oh, cool. How about you, Terry?
Not that this is going to come as a surprise to anybody, but Thor, actually.
No.
Yeah, I know.
Get out.
Was it the Nick Fury Thor? Samuel Jackson Thor.
Yeah.
To be honest, it was my grandma. She was just trying to get us into reading and stuff like that. And
oh,
so
cool.
We got a couple comics here and there. And then my stepdad came in the picture, and he was more like X-Men type deal. And so I hadn't read comics for a while. And then it was actually Big B Comics, not that I like to give out shout-outs or anything, but they have, for every A on your report card, you got a free comic.
Oh, cool.
And they still do that to this day.
Yeah.
And I actually went with a couple of buddies of mine, and Thor was one of the first ones that I picked up, and it was super colorful, and I'm like, yeah, this is cool, you know, and yeah, just kind of kept going those, and I
do you remember who he fought in the first one you read?
No. I have them somewhere at home.
That's cool. I don't remember the first thing I remember Batman fighting. It's
yeah.
Just,
and then,
it was a TV show.
Yeah, and then every time I got my report card, like, I mean, I'm not going to lie, and I did not buy comics. At that point in the game, I didn't have,
yeah.
you know, financial control over
yeah.
anything, and
yep.
so
sure.
I always waited until I got those A's, and I mean, not to brag, I was getting good grades, so I was constantly.
No, you're bragging.
I know.
That's okay.
I
know,
yeah. And then I just
straight A's seems like something you should brag about.
Really?
And
yeah.
And I just
exactly.
kept going to get more Thor comics until I got to the point where I was in, and I mean, like, this tells you how late I am to the game. It was the God of Thunder run that I was really trying to find all the back issues to. And I had every single one of them except for number three. Four or three, one of the two of them.
I think you told me three.
Yeah, because I went to your store. Every time I had a doctor's appointment, I went down to your store, and I was looking through your back issues, and you never had it. Yeah. Kept trying to go back to Big B because I didn't know how comics worked. I was like, oh, like, you know, maybe
right.
they're going to find one and put it in their back issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then finally one of the guys from Big B ended up just putting it in my pull list, because at this point I was getting like one Thor comic or something a month, and he just put it into my pull list and was like, you've been looking hard enough, long enough, here you go, thanks.
Nice.
Yeah, you said he took it out of his own collection.
Yeah, he took it out of his own collection.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I was like, I
Aww.
Need to read this, and it was one of the young guys too, it wasn't one of the main guys, I haven't seen him since, but yeah, it was one of the younger guys.
Wow.
I was like, wow, like, thanks so much, and, like,
yeah.
I never even saw him after that, so I couldn't even thank him. It was somebody else that was
working with
him. Oh, my
God.
So, yeah, and then ever since then, it's just, and at that point, I transferred over to Sketchbook, because someone gave me a deal I couldn't really pass up. instead of going there, I'll give you a deal on your discounts, and I'll deliver them to you every Thursday. Done.
Okay.
Thanks. Well, because that's when he had to come into the
right.
gallery
going
at the time.
There every Thursday.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, 9 times out of 10... instead of you tipping me after serving for a meal, I just got a free comic book out of it. So.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
Yeah.
Cool.
I tipped her with comics.
Yeah, you tipped me with comics.
Oh, that's
so,
a dream.
Yeah, that's
a dream.
And I mean, now I date the owner of a comic book store, so I have not paid for a comic in quite a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I don't think I've ever asked you, Sarah, what was the first character you ever got into?
Oh my God, I don't know. Like, when I was a kid, comic...
Oh my God.
No, you know what? It was like the DuckTales comics and like Scrooge McDuck.
Oh,
and,
man, that's legit.
Yeah, and because my mom didn't want us reading like the other comic books because they were too, I don't know.
They were violent.
Yeah.
Perverse.
And then when I was
rotting the brains
a teenager,
and children of America.
Pretty much. When I was a teenager, I went up with friends to go camping at Meaford because their dad was a kinsman, and we...
I have no idea what that is, but it's irrelevant.
The Kinsman Club, it's like the Lions Club,
oh,
and
okay.
they were members, and they did all kinds of charity things.
I was thinking about the movie.
No.
That's Kingsman.
That's
I know.
Kingsman.
I know.
But we went up camping for this big Kinsman Club thing, And we went into town to go grab stuff at the corner store, and they had a rack of comic books because kids get bored camping. And I picked up an X-Men comic because Wolverine was on the cover, and I loved watching the X-Men cartoon. And there was another one with Gambit, and then I totally went right into left field and got a DC comic, Batman versus Grendel.
Oh, that's some good stuff.
I liked the Batman Grendel one because of the cover art. It was I loved the look of it. It was like sleek and like just really cool. So I bought those three, and I was like, I'm gonna like take really good care of these. And I read them while I was camping, but I didn't crease the pages or anything. I'm sitting in the tent going, okay. And then I put them back in the slips. And
for those of you listening and not here, she was mimicking how
yes,
you
was.
Would turn the pages very carefully.
I can't help it. I talk with my hands even when you can't see me. So those were my first comic books, and I got a taste for it, and those were my only three comic books for a very long time. And I think now I have a collection only because of you, Jay.
Nice.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with DuckTales and Scrooge McDuck and stuff. That stuff's fantastic.
No, and Little Lulu and...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Those were
great
when I was a kid.
Like, when I was a kid, I lived down near Windsor.
Okay.
And that's when I got into Batman and Spider-Man. But then I moved out to B.C. for 3 years when I was 7. So between 7 and 10, I lived in a tiny little town called Kitimat, where Alcan was. And
yeah.
There were two industries. You either worked for Alcan or you worked for the other one. Because all I remember is the other one was a paper and pulp company.
Right.
Dunder Mifflin.
It was not Dunder Mifflin. I don't remember that. But when I was out there, my best friend didn't like superheroes.
Oh, my God.
So I would still buy the occasional comic book of Batman, Spider-Man, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, I bought mostly things like Richie Rich.
Oh, God,
and
yeah.
Hot Stuff.
Yeah.
And, oh, I loved all that stuff, too.
Yeah.
Even now, if I find them.
I forgot about Richie Rich.
And the person selling it isn't trying to gouge us because there's only like 8 people on the planet that want to buy Richie Rich comics.
Yeah.
So they try and charge as much as they can.
Yeah.
If they're cheap, I'll buy them.
Yeah.
Just so that I can read them for a couple of minutes and move on. Yeah.
See, this Casper is where the age gap comes in.
Yeah.
When I think Richie Rich, I think of the kid from Home Alone.
Yeah.
In that movie.
Yeah, that's
and
who he was
know
playing.
That they were comics.
Yeah, they were comics first.
Oh,
do
yeah.
not watch the new Richie Rich TV show.
No.
It's garbage.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
It's on Netflix.
Trust me,
it's terrible.
Just leave it.
No, I've seen it when
horrendous.
I was like going through, and I was like, Richie, that's not Richie Rich.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a comic.
Not even
that's
close.
Cool.
Yeah, Richie Rich and Hot Stuff and Casper the Friendly Ghost and Wendy the Witch.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah,
Amy
yes.
Huey and
Little Dot.
Little Dot. Oh yeah, I love those things. I think that's why I enjoyed it so much when Dan Parent recently did Die Kitty Die with Fernando Ruiz, and in that she's a comic book character who they decide they can up the sales on her comic because she's a celebrity but has her own comic and she's a witch. They can up the sales on Kitty's book by killing her. So they try and kill her in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So to kill her, they basically tell all the other characters, which are all kind of parodies of the old Harvey characters like Richie Rich.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't remember their names now, but it's like something the Dead Kid. Is the Casper parody, and they try and murder Kitty through the entire thing.
Oh my God.
Because they'll get their own book back then.
Oh,
wow.
I read this?
Okay, yeah.
That's fascinating.
Wow, that's so cool. But yeah, so I still have those first three original comic books that I bought up in Meaford.
Cool.
And of course, my mom's like, you should find out how much this one's worth. And I'm like, probably not a whole lot, Ma.
Mine are all up in the comic books. My comic box upstairs still.
Yep.
Because according to my mom, if it's worth anything, I should sell it. I'm like, no.
Oh, mom.
See,
that's
me,
what all
like,
moms say. That or they say, I threw them out already.
Yes.
I love my comics for multiple reasons. I mean, like, they were great stories, and I lived in an unfinished basement at my
mm-hmm.
parents' house, so my walls were cement except for a couple drywall spots.
Yeah.
So my comics then became my paint, pretty much, because mm-hmm. I did not have paint down there.
You
so
didn't have real walls, did you?
I didn't really have, no,
yeah.
not really. So
oh,
I basically,
man.
Like, I took the plastic and the part that flipped over, I basically just put it up and put a thumbtack in, and
yep.
that's how my almost all of my walls were decorated. I mean, like, I ended up getting more posters that were all Thor. Like, it I swear, you walk into my room and you thought it was a Thor shrine. It was a little concerning. Because I kept telling people I like Thor, and that was just the go-to present. But yeah, no, like, I love the artwork, and I ended up getting into, like, the What Ifs, and,
I love
Shield.
That series, man.
What Shield If was fantastic.
Oh, my God, I love that one.
I have no clue.
Yeah, there's a couple, Thor and Loki ones that I have, and, I mean, now with you, I have, like, all the Jessica Jones and...
Oh, nice.
You've read a lot of Batwoman, too, and Captain Marvel.
The Batwoman is amazing. I don't have those in, like, the singles. I only have those in paperbacks, but I love the Batwoman stuff, and, yeah, but it ended up becoming, like... my pain, so people would walk in and be like, oh wow, you really like comics, like,
yeah,
and I'm like, yeah, because I displayed them everywhere. You knew what comics I had because they were on the walls already.
Ta-da. Well, that's I liked comics, but I never really knew anything about them or anything, or really got into them until I started dating Jason, and then it was like, oh, here, I went through these, my comics, and I don't need these, so I'm going to give them to you. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, what the hell?
For your first-time listeners, Jason is Jason.
Yes.
Yes. Anyhow, on that note, let's take a break.
A break.
And we'll probably run the Sketchbook Comics commercial right now.
There you go.
All right, we'll be right back.